National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, folks, and welcome to the Ray Program. 844-RAY-SHOW is the phone number you can call right now. You get through in our beautiful VTEC phone system. Fantastic. We'll tell you more about that system coming up a little bit later. But the hotline for the VTEC phone system is 844-RAY-SHOW. That's 844-729-7469. Emails, which we'll get to a little bit later on in the program, just go to raylucia.com. See it right there on the screen if you're on the TV, raylucia.com. If you're on the radio, just shoot me one right now. I'll get to you, I promise you. I get to each and every one of them, although I am, Jimmy, a couple of three, four, five behind because I slacked off during the holidays. I'm playing catch-up football. How you doing, buddy?
So you went to bed at 4 instead of...
No, I went to bed early last night. It was like midnight.
Okay,
I just got up at 4.
There you go.
844-729-7469. Today, you know, I've been fascinated by this discussion we've been having on indexing versus active management. So many dollars, trillions, have left active managers and have gone to index funds like the S&P 500 and ETFs and so forth. And I reported last week and on certain articles that have been written by propeller heads and very smart people that have said, well, wait a minute, if all of this money is flowing into index funds and there has to be two sides to a trade, then doesn't it eventually cause the index funds to underperform active management? And it made me go, So I've done a little bit more homework and research on this subject. And I think there may be something to that. Ben Carlson wrote about this just the other day, as a matter of fact, in something on A Wealth of Common Sense entitled, How Market Crashes Happen. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's time to get the party started. All right, so let's explore this. So Mr. Carlson, who, by the way, is a very, very smart dude, was quoting Blake LeBaron, an economist at Brandeis University. He wrote a research paper. That's over in London. And, well, let me read what LeBaron had to say. What is his take on market crashes and how they tend to transpire? Again, I am not suggesting this is going to happen anytime soon. What I'm suggesting is I don't have a freaking clue about when it's going to happen. And anybody that says otherwise, you got that song called Liar, Liar, Liar. Yeah, we'll play that later because that's what they're doing. They're just simply lying. They got lion eyes. There's another one. Here's what LeBaron said. During the run-up to a crash, population diversity falls. agents begin to use very similar trading. By the way, this guy's a Brit, so he's using terms like agents. It could be advisors. It could be individuals. It could be investors. Agents begin to use very similar trading strategies as their common good performance begins to self-reinforce. This makes the population very brittle, in that a small reduction in the demand for shares could have a strong destabilizing impact on the market. The economic mechanism here is clear. Traders have a hard time finding anyone to sell to in a falling market, since everyone else is following very similar strategies. In the Walrasian setup used here, I have to admit, I have no clue what he's talking about, the Walrasian setup. But just go with it. In the Walrasian setup here, this forces the prices to drop by a large magnitude to clear the market. The population homogeneity translates into reduction in market liquidity. Translation, now you can play the crash. That's what happened. When everybody is doing the same thing and selling at the same time, if there aren't a bunch of active managers out there ready to scoop up shares at a discount to take advantage of the pricing anomaly that now exists, then the market crashes even harder. So the theory is essentially, if indexing continues to be as popular as it is, where individuals are moving away from mutual funds, moving away from managed accounts, and just plowing their money into market value weighted indexes, when that sucker crashes, it's going to crash and crash hard, which may explain why volatility over the years has increased somewhat. So they went on, Mr. Carlson went on, and looked at the Standard & Poor's 500. And this will also give you some perspective on when we talk about buy and hold, what hold means. Because some people think buying and holding for 6 months is like a lifetime. Those that are, quote, traders, like Stuart used to be. Until his wife told him, you ain't trading no more. Am I misquoting that?
It was close to that.
Okay.
The theory is correct.
She didn't use that exact language.
It was more specific.
So all double-digit losses. Looking from 1928 all the way through 2016, he looked at all of the double-digit losses. What do you suppose the average decline was? -24.3%. How long did it take before that decline had been offset and you got back to even? On average, 232 days. Buy and hold? Are you freaked out about that? Do you have to trade your account and anticipate the average decline of 24.3%? Because you got ants in your pants for 232 days? You can't wait that long? Something wrong with that, folks. They looked at losses between 10% and 20%. The average decline being 14.4%. That's somewhere between a market correction, which is a 10% decline, and a market crash or a bear market, which is 20% or more as a decline. So if you're in a, quote, bearish market, -14.4%, 135 days to get your money back. Even shorter. Divide 135 by 30, it was about 4 months, 4.5 months. You can't wait 4.5 months? Is that right? 4 through 5 months. Whatever it is. All right, you can do the math. Losses of 20 to 30%. The average decline, 24.9%, 235 days again. So you're still waiting with a 30% decline on average, 235 days. Now, in order to get the average, some got to be longer, some got to be shorter. You know what I'm saying? But on average, keep the freaking powder dry. Let's say for at least a year, will you? Now, 40% or worse crashes. 40%. The average decline, 53.8%. Ouch. Average length, 498 days. Still way less than 2 years. This is why we preach buy and hold, because you're going to get all your money back within a couple of years. You may not have a return, and it may impede the progress of your retirement a little bit more than had you timed it right to get out. But name one person that consistently has predicted those declines and got you out. And if you say it's your broker, I'm going to call you a liar. Liar. Not consistently. There have been a couple that have done it once or twice, but not consistently. That's how market crashes happen, and how you solve the problem if it crashes on you. We'll be back.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
So I was talking about the Walrossian setup. This Brit, LeBaron, had written about it. And usually when you talk about stuff on the radio, you ought to know what in the heck you're talking about first. And I had never heard that before. I'm so sorry. So I looked it up for you because, you know, I'm willing to admit my faults. I should have looked up Walrossian beforehand, not I am the walrus. Walrossian auction, introduced by Leon Walras, is a type of simultaneous auction where each agent calculates its demand for the good at every possible price and submits this to an auctioneer. Said agent again. The price is then set. Cuckoo, ca-choo, yeah. The price is then set so that the total demand across all agents equals the total amount of good. So when we talk about the Walrossian market, the economic model of a market process in which orders are collected into batches of buys and sells and then analyzed to determine a clearing price that will decide the market price. I've known that as a call market, but now I know it as a Walrossian setup. Interesting. Admit it, Jim, you didn't know it either. I mean, you knew how it worked, but yeah. You had never heard the terminology.
Never heard it.
So maybe it's a Brit thing. Maybe it's somebody that focuses on trading. I don't know. But the bottom line is, in other words, you've got to have somebody on the other side of the trade. Yeah, goo-goo, goo-joob. Yeah, I got it. For example, they talk about the an economics law, the Walras Law, Walras, W-A-L-R-A-S, that suggests that the existence of excess supply in one market must be matched by excess demand in another market so that it balances out. Well, that's how the markets work. And if you have excess supply, the market makers say, okay, when Jim Stewart says, I want to sell, I got to go find a price where someone will buy. And in a panicked environment, people wonder why you see 50, 60% declines, 80, 90% declines, is because no one is willing to buy. Well, the point that I was making a week or so ago on this indexing is if everybody's buying the market, when ultimately they decide to sell the market, who's on the other side of the trade? Remember, these are companies that need to be bought at certain prices. So if there are no active managers out there, do you see how the thought process is now on what I wrote about 15 years ago, or 12, whatever many years ago, it was more than a decade ago, how I recommend people use both indexing and active management. I didn't write about it because of this I am the walrus theory. I wrote about it because it seems logical to me. Looking throughout history, there are markets that are more momentum driven, where everybody's buying and everything's going up, and it's hard to beat the market because it's not a stock picker's market because all the tide is rising. And it's been that way for quite a while with this low interest rate environment. And then there are times when there's extreme volatility, or there's pricing anomaly, or there are certain less covered stocks like in the small cap arena, where active management may give you an edge or at least reduce risk. Because remember, we've talked about the difference between just getting whatever the absolute return is or the risk-adjusted return. Now, risk-adjusted return probably is going to produce a lesser result in terms of actual numbers, but it might produce a better result because you may stay in longer. You may stay in longer. So that's this discussion. I'll be doing more research on this particular subject because I'm extremely fascinated. We have an email coming up in a little bit on the robo-advisors. This is exactly what they're doing. They're creating algorithms to basically go out and buy indexes or indices or baskets of stocks or ETFs or whatever. And while it's cheap, it's super cheap, inexpensive, just like indexing, the question is, when the market decides to go the opposite direction, when that computer says sell, when that algorithm says sell, and everybody starts dumping, who's there to buy? Who is there to buy? Anyway, it fascinates me, probably bores the heck out of you. All right, coming up, emails, as I said, if you'd like to email me right now, go to raylucia.com, raylucia.com. One of the questions that I get most, I don't want, maybe not most, but a lot, is on the subject of Roth IRA versus traditional IRA. Roth 401k versus traditional 401k. So I thought that we would be able to go over some of the factors that might drive that decision for you. There are four of them, primary factors, and they are as follows. First, the current income tax bracket that you're in versus the future tax rate when the money comes out. In other words, if you're deducting something today and you're in a high bracket, and you can take that money out in a lower bracket, that arbitrage may work to your advantage. So, advantage, pre-tax plan. Now, if you're in a low bracket today, and you'll be in the same or a higher bracket later on, advantage, Roth. Okay, so, current versus future tax rate. Second, the impact of required minimum distributions, the opportunity to avoid using up to the contribution limit with the embedded tax liability and the impact of state, federal, estate taxes. Well, I'm not going to talk much about the state, federal, and estate taxes because that affects so few people. But the ability to blend the different types of taxable amounts is a huge one, because remember, when you ultimately retire and you start taking required minimum distributions, those required minimum distributions, unless they're coming from a Roth or unless they're coming from an IRA that's got mostly basis, are all taxable. And then you add to that the taxability of your Social Security, and all of a sudden you may in fact find yourself in a much higher tax bracket later on. Now, if you are younger, it is hard for me not to justify putting money into the Roth side of the IRA and the 401k because of the compounding effect, paying the taxes now, even if you're in a fairly high bracket, 30% or so, compounding for 30 or 40 or 50 years, not knowing what the taxes may be tomorrow, the Roth advantage for younger people, the pre-tax is usually an advantage for older.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
On December 30th, 2016, in the Wall Street Journal, Jason Zweig wrote, "To be a great investor, worry more about being wrong than right. There's a difference between the truth and what you think ought to be true." Now, Jason's one of these brainiac guys that writes about the brain and all that. Very, very smart dude. And I found this to be exceptional and a great lesson for all of us that are investors, planning retirement, or in retirement, because we have discussed a lot about managing behavior. If I get a chance, I can talk more about behavior when we bring up the Dalbar study. But here's what he had to say. If you learn from the stunning surprise of 2016, if all you did is learn that the unexpected will happen, you haven't learned nearly enough. Sure, we've got the Brexit vote. Who got that right? The Donald Trump vote. Who got that right? You know, we had a big rout. For example, he said, when the U.S. stock market produced its worst start to a year in modern history, losing 10.5% in January and early February, terms like contagion, panic, and fear and loathing filled the air. Stocks, of course, promptly shot up. Remember that? I do. I remember talking about it. Because every January, don't we talk about the January effect? Don't we talk about as goes January, so goes the rest of the year? Well, you lost 10.5%. Everybody was assuming, and you know what happens when you assume, that the market was going to crater in 2016. Far from it. He goes on, in the summer, with the world awash in negative interest rates, the Wall Street Journal reported that this, quote, new abnormal was here to stay, end quote. And as Mr. Zweig wrote, you'll have to lower your expectations for bond income. Right on cue, the yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury, then 1.37%, has nearly doubled in less than 5 months. Yes, very smart man. No doubt about it. I've read his stuff for years. While yields remain near historic lows, they're widely expected to go up this year as the Federal Reserve continues raising rates to keep the economy from overheating. A year ago, we were talking about deflation, and today we're talking about inflation. Remember, I have introduced to you to something I call the barbell of retirement planning. And the barbell is a risk mitigation technique where you manage the heavy weight on one side of the bar, the heavy weight of deflation, and on the other side of the bar, you manage the heavy weight of inflation, and you pray that the little flat bar or round circular bar is the status quo, where stocks go up every year at 9.3% and bonds produce 4.5% or 5% yields, and you never ever have to worry about anything except that you always have to worry. Or if you've got the risk of deflation mitigated and the risk of inflation mitigated, you can stand on that bar forever and not have to worry. Because if you manage the risk of deflation, what are you doing? Or disinflation, prices going down, right? As they have threatened to over the last several years. So if prices go down, what's the best way to mitigate that risk? Some long-term strategy where your investment return is fixed or guaranteed. A 30-year bond, for example. A life annuity, for example, or something, a CD, that's super safe and long term. What I love about the annuity as opposed to the 30-year bond is the fact that the annuity, some of them, will recalculate the interest rate every single year. So even if it's low and they give you a floor return, you're still getting something that's fixed and guaranteed, but you're not getting the loss. But if the market shifts like it did, then that rate typically goes up. Maybe not as much as market rates, but that's on the deflationary side. On the inflationary side, stocks, unless you have a super fast, huge spike in inflation, stocks usually do okay. Real estate does great. Certain commodities may do well. So that's the inflation side. You do all of that, and the bar is your diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds and cash, et cetera, that you probably have already. So that's what Jason Zweig is talking about. He goes on, the common culprits in this yield chasing thing, in all of this, are two quirks of the human mind that psychologists call confirmation bias and hindsight bias. The first drives us to seek and favor evidence that confirms our pre-existing beliefs while ignoring warning signs that we may be wrong. The second compels us, after everyone knows the outcome, to believe we saw it coming all along. Go ahead and admit it. Don't admit it out loud because it's kind of embarrassing, but go ahead and admit it, that you have got hindsight and confirmation bias. It's hardwired into most of us. As Keith Stanovich, Richard West, and Maggie Toplock point out in their new book, The Rationality Quotient, rational beliefs, quote, must correspond to the way the world is, not to the way you think the world ought to be. If you can't be honest with yourself about the difference between the truth and what you think ought to be the truth, you may well be intelligent, but you aren't rational. I know a lot of super intelligent people. And when it comes to investing, they are totally irrational when you make those big moves. I remember in 2011, August of 2007, one of my really, really, really close friends, the market dropped like 11%. It was, you know, when we were getting downgraded and all that. He says, I'm out. I'm getting out of the market, never getting back. 2011, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. He's still out. He's still out. He left all that money on the table. And by the way, you got out. Jimmy, you brought this up a little while ago. You get out. What do you do with the money? Where do you put it? You put it in a bank account, earning squat. You buy a CD for 1% instead of making, you know, 100% over the next 5 years. In a recent survey sponsored by FINRA Investor Education Foundation, 2,000 investors were asked what the Standard & Poor's 500 would return over the next 10 years. Those who estimated that stocks would earn an average of at least 20% annually for the next decade scored higher on a test of financial literacy than did those who estimated it would gain between 15 and 20%. Sure, that 20% estimate isn't impossible, but it is highly improbable. Since 1926, the S&P's only done 10.1%. So here are a few techniques to combat the cognitive biases that we all have. Shun peer pressure from social media or the internet. That's a good one. Listen for signals that you might be off base. What's important there is do what Buffett does. Look for alternative viewpoints that could alert you when your strategies may be going astray. Don't just buy one or two people what they're saying because they tend to agree with you. When you watch the news, watch Fox and CNN. Fair and perhaps balanced. And take a few moments to write down your estimates of where the Dow Jones average, oil, gold, inflation, interest rates, and other key financial indicators will be at the end of 2017. See if you are right or wrong.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Hope you enjoyed the show. I certainly enjoyed it. Learn a lot. When I do all this research that I bring to you, I have to admit, keeps me pumped up and motivated because I'm learning something every single day. Okay, I've got the emails, so let's hit it, boys. Let's see if we can get to a few of these today. We'll start with Terry. I plan to work until age 75 to 80.
Wow.
Good for you, Terry. I'm told not to roll over my 401k to an IRA because I would have to take RMDs. Comments, please. Okay. Well, first off, there's some truth to that. If you still work in a company in which you own less than 5% of the stock, can't be your own company, then, and you have a 401k plan, then you do not have to take required minimum distributions out of the 401k. You do have to take them out of a IRA. So one strategy would be go ahead and roll your IRA money before you're 70 and a half into that 401k. They don't have to take any required minimum distributions. But let me caution you here. Because if you work, Terry, until you're 80 years old, that required minimum distribution is going to be pretty wicked when you're 81. So you've got to do some tax planning here. Sometimes taking a required minimum distribution is not so bad. Sometimes people don't take enough required minimum distribution. I'll give you an example. Let's say your son or daughter is a brain surgeon, and they make $600,000 a year, and you got this IRA with $500,000 in it, and you're taking a $20,000 distribution, deferring to somebody that's in a 39.6% bracket, and you're in the 15. No, in a case like that, you'd want to do a Roth conversion in your tax bracket so that your kids could inherit the tax-free Roth money. Now, remember, there's a required minimum distribution on any IRA, including a Roth, but that's a minuscule amount that comes out, and out of the Roth, it's still all tax-free. So I would suggest to you that this person that's telling you not to do it may be totally right. Maybe in your tax bracket, it is more beneficial for you to wait until you ultimately retire and be required to take a higher amount out because the ratio is higher at 80 than it is at 70. That may be very valid advice, but I would suggest that before you listen, Terry, to whatever this person had to say on this particular subject, please talk to somebody that is familiar with your tax situation, like your accountant, and make a determination whether or not the person that probably doesn't know much about your tax situation is correct or incorrect. They're partially right. Bart is next up. Bart asks, I like the idea of using a robo-advisor, but potential for increased volatility and taxes from trading have me concerned. Is it possible to have a buy-and-hold automated program that you would use? Well, you don't need a robo-advisor to do that. Why don't you just do it yourself? You want to be buy-and-hold, select an asset allocation model. I can go out and buy a bunch of index funds or ETFs that follow that model's constraints and leave it alone. Leave it alone. Oh yeah, maybe 3 years from now, you maybe do some rebalancing if you want. But remember, I talked about rebalancing. It's way overrated. The robo-advisors that are using these algorithms to trade often, my opinion, a waste of time. Because if that stuff actually worked, and I've said this a million times, Goldman Sachs would buy the firm out from under you, and it wouldn't work anymore. Because Goldman shut them down. Or Goldman would use them and capture 100% of all the money in the world. So I'm not big on robo-advice. I'm not big on robo-anything. Yeah, maybe I'm old-fashioned. Maybe I like sitting around the kitchen table with somebody that's got a wealth of experience in doing financial planning that can get inside your head, because I know what happens. When you go online and they start asking you questions, you're not giving them the right answers. I know this for a fact because I've given people questionnaires and I've said, fill out the questionnaire and bring it in when you come in for your meeting. And they bring it in and I go through the questionnaire, and invariably, when I probe on some of the questions, let's talk about your risk tolerance. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 meaning, you know, you want to stick your money underneath your pillow, and 10 meaning you don't mind rolling the dice in Vegas, where are you? Well, I'm a 7. Okay, you're a 7. So I say, let me ask you a question, Mr. 7 or Ms. 7. If the market dropped 50% tomorrow, how are you feeling? Are you okay? No, I'm not okay. I would ask, like, would you fire me if the day after you gave me your money, the market dropped 50%? Darn right I would. You're not a 7. You're not a 7. You're a 5 or maybe even a 4. And you don't know squat about the market. You see what I'm saying? So I don't like robo anything. I like real live financial advice. I just wrote, what is this, 30, 40 pages on this very subject this weekend. I spent all weekend on this. How individuals, and I'm writing this as a training piece, for example, for advisors, so that they will recognize the value that they bring to the advice table. It's incredible. The value good advisors can bring over a computer. I don't have time to get to Ellen. Anyway, not that I'm anti having a robo process, but I want a real live advisor that's sort of managing it with you. Because cheap is fine. Going for a less expensive alternative is fine. But look up the Vanguard study, Quantifying Advisor Alpha. Look up the Morningstar study, Alpha, Beta, Now, Gamma. And read up how a best practices advisor can add tremendous value over the robo advice. I'm out of time. Thank you for tuning in. God bless. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.